the University of Vermont had an announcement to make this morning, and really no one better to talk about what happened up on the news up on the Hill than UVM Athletic Director Jeff Shulman, who's on the line now. Jeff, good morning, and what did we miss?
Good morning, guys. Nice to be on with you. Yeah, we missed you up here. We were we broke ground ceremonially today for our multi-purpose project that has been long awaited, and we're looking forward to the full construction beginning as early as this week. So obviously it's a momentous day for all of us here. We were fortunate with the commencement weekend and Board of Trustees and the Foundation Leadership Board in town that many of our most generous donors were in town, and so we got the final approval that we needed from the Board of Trustees yesterday, and we had a really, really special ceremony that just ended about a half hour ago.
And now, am I correct in the original, the last timeline I was familiar with, this is maybe a few weeks overdue. It sounded like you guys were you were aiming for spring, maybe earlier in the spring. Was there any reason in particular it didn't happen until now?
Yeah, we had talked. So the board gave approval to the project last October, and we were working to hit a couple milestones in terms of permitting and preparation for construction. We were hoping to be in that position sort of late winter, early spring to put a shovel in the ground. But as you can imagine, there's a lot of moving parts to all of this, and all of our numbers and budgets and donations, everything kind of came together in a way that that this is the timeline that we ended up with.
And so, this being the time frame now, if you guys can get cracking up there in earnest here in the next few days, couple weeks here, what does that do for the timeline going forward and the anticipated opening date of the new Terran Events Center?
Yeah, so it's probably, you know, we're still working with our construction partners, PC Construction, to finalize that. But it's probably an 18 to 24 month construction timeline. And obviously, you know, whether it's 18 or 24 could influence things quite a bit. But, I had hoped that at some point we would be in the Terrence Center playing basketball games during the 2021 season. That's not a guarantee at this point. So it's still a little bit TBD. And we want to be careful about that too. We don't want to put our team, you know, mid season, if it's mid to late January, early February, it doesn't feel like a great time to make the transition. So at this point, certainly next year, all of next year in Patrick Gym for basketball. And then we're going to have to see about how much or if all of the, of the 2021 season is going to be in Patrick as well.
With the shovel on the ground, so to speak, what is this like for you now that you officially kind of move forward and can start construction? This has been a long process. You've been there over a couple of iterations of this project, and now that to see it kind of come to fruition here, this must be very satisfying for you and your staff.
Yeah, it's very satisfying, obviously, and mostly just because I just feel like in my role, such a responsibility to our student athletes and the student body as a whole. As you know, this is much more than just a varsity athletic project. There were dramatic upgrades for recreation and wellness on campus, and to our fans. You know, we're so fortunate. I talk to my colleagues around America East and Hockey East all the time. One of the things they always say to me is just how envious they are of the support and the crowds and energy that we have around our games. So to be able to provide our fans with a much more comfortable, enjoyable spectator experience is something that that I'm as excited about as anything. So, yeah, a lot of energy, a lot of excitement around our department, our coaches and staff, and hopefully the community and the fans as well.
You're listening to Sports Saturday on 101.3 The Game. We're talking to UVM Athletic Director Jeff Shulman. And Jeff, with the construction, when it starts, how are things going to change for folks navigating their way across campus?
So, there'll certainly be a level of disruption that our fans should anticipate. And we're working with with our contractors to just make sure that that our fans can still obviously get up to the games and attend the games safely and in an enjoyable way. So there'll be lots of communication between the department and our ticket office and our fans in advance of our seasons to come. But, you know, and I think, you know, the fans that I've talked to are certainly understanding and very willing to live with a level of disruption in order to ultimately see through this this project that's going to, you know, be so such a game changer for us as a department and for the people who support us.
And the really important question, though, is Austin and I have our media seats already reserved,
yeah,
right?
You know, that's been a top priority right from the start, is the two of you and just making sure you guys are well cared for and supported. And no, you guys are great. And we appreciate all the support that we get from the local media. And I can assure you that your situations will be better in the new facilities than they are right now as well.
That's what we love to hear. And so with this really, you know, becoming a tangible thing now, what's the next project? What's the next thing you guys are looking at in the department that is going to have the maybe close to the level of focus that getting this project off the ground did?
Well, you know, obviously there's still lots of work to be done on this, and you know, we're hitting certain milestones as we go here, but you know, there's still lots of planning and organization, and we're still fundraising for this project. So this will continue until the doors are fully open on the work. But there's a lot of other priorities, and even on the facility front. You know, I'm looking out right now while I'm talking to you, Moulton Winterfield, where we play field hockey, which is in need of a new surface. There's one final piece to the Virtue Field project, a support building with public restrooms and game day locker rooms and concessions for soccer and lacrosse. And then there's a lot that we're working on just to make sure that we're positioning in our teams and our coaches in the best possible way to be successful, and that they have the resources they need recruiting wise and travel and equipment and all the things that go into running our program. And so the support that we get through the Victory Club on an annual basis is a big part of that. So there's plenty to do in addition to wrapping up this project, but seeing this project through.
Well, Jeff, I want to take you to thank you for taking the time this morning. I know it's a busy morning, busy weekend. You guys got a lot on your plate, but congrats for seeing something through that, you know, people have been talking about for a long, long time. We know it's no small feat, and it's a pretty cool day, pretty cool time for you guys up there. So congrats and thanks.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate you having me on. I appreciate all your support. Look forward to seeing you around soon.
Yep. Talk to you soon, Jeff.
All right. Take care.